First, we were brought to the sauna where the first step of dehumanization took place. All personal items were handed in while we stood there naked, and then came the shower. The next step of dehumanization was a row of prisoners who, with hair trimmers, who removed all the hair we had, because it was all done rather hurriedly, seeing as there was a line of several hundred people. Sometimes pieces of skin were cut off during the hair removal. After that, you had to walk a few paces forward to some prisoners sitting next to a straw that was filled with a oily liquid that smelled terribly. They dipped a mop, one that today you would clean the floor with, and disinfected your body, your arms and your head. It burned very badly when it got into your wounds. After all this came the next step, where again there was a group of prisoners waiting on us. They tossed us a shirt, a pair of pants, and a jacket. And then they drew our attention to a pile of wooden shoes. I got a pair of pants that would have fitted at least two people, maybe even three. We started to trade our clothes with each other. You looked for a large prisoner who had maybe gotten a pair of pants that was too small for him. All of this took place in a deathly calm. You didn't hear a single noise. We were like paralyzed.